Hi guys, thought I'd do a little quick video today. Celebrating 5 fucking months today. I'm absolutely over the moon. Us Brits don't do the kind of super enthusiastic kind of woohoo as you Americans and else do, but underneath all this I am dancing, so inside I'm dancing, so yeah. Thanks to everyone that's kind of, you know, wished me well and given me thumbs up and likes and that, so it is amazing. I never thought I'd get here, but I wanted to talk today about, you know, what does 5 months mean to me? The time's flown by, it really has. You know, there was a time when, well, you know, I've been doing daily pictures every day, but I was counting up and it was like, you know, 13 days, 14 days, but I suppose it's it becomes relative, doesn't it? So the longer you do, you know, a couple of days isn't a lot, but when you're doing 2 days and then 4 days, it's, you know, it's double your time, isn't it? So obviously 10 months is a long way away, but one day at a time. But no, I mean, 5 months means a lot to me. I've kind of stopped telling people in my meetings, because I did at the beginning, you know, oh, I'm 43 days, I'm 45 days, you know, and I did all that. But yeah, you know, I'll talk about it 5 months tonight in my meeting. But for me, when I got out of Ocean Recovery in Blackpool rehab, I think I've told you before, I went to my friend Kathy's and, you know, I was on what they call it, the pink cloud, you know, your early days of recovery and you're absolutely buzzing. And in my head, I thought, you know, I've cracked this. I'm going to use all the tools. I'm going to think about everything every day. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But I've cracked it. I'm sorted. I'm fine. You know, this is me now. And, you know, I would have passed the lie detector test. You know, I honestly did believe that, but I hadn't really changed a lot in my life. I hadn't really kind of looked at the bigger picture and what was I going to do. I suppose I just kind of thought life's going to carry on as it was without the alcohol, which is quite difficult in the current climate that we've got going on at the moment with pandemic. But I'm not saying that you have to completely change your life, but lifestyle changes are a big, big thing, you know. I was 4 weeks, well, 28 days in rehab, came out, spent 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, I think it was, with my friend Kathy. So I literally got to 43 days and then I relapsed. Now, 43 days to me now is, you know, it was a long time ago. But back then it seemed a massive, massive time that I'd done. You know, I'd even posted a date in my calendar for my 50th date, so I guess I got complacent at the beginning quite early, because I thought, you know, I'm counting the days, I've got nearly 50 days, I'm smashing this, and yeah, I thought I'd cracked it. But and that's when the complacency kind of crept in, and you know, I relapsed, and I relapsed really hard. I was kind of like, you know, almost just kind of giving up on sobriety, on life almost. So yeah, so to get back to this, what does it mean to me today, 5 months? It's fantastic, yeah, it's great, you know, but it's just another day, really. You know, tomorrow will be 5 months in a day, in a month's time it'll be 6 months, but the point is, what I'm trying to make is that I'm not going to get complacent on this. I'm not going to start going, yeah, man, you know, people tell me I'm smashing it and this, that and the other. And yeah, I do feel like I am. I do feel like I'm on the right track here. You know, I'm going, heading down that the correct path. But it's just no time to get kind of complacent and think, yeah, I've got this sorted. I've got this whipped, you know, because that's when you start maybe thinking, oh, you know, I even popped into my head tonight, I won't go to a meeting tonight, And that's when it starts, you know. You think, well, as soon as you stop going to one meeting, then it's two, and then you get that whole guilt feeling of going back to a meeting because you've been away for so long, and what will people think? So I'm not going to miss a meeting tonight. I'm going to do the ones that I've, you know, always kind of do, especially now we're in lockdown. I was just down in the shop to get some e-cig juice, and it was the shop that I was quite regularly buying my vodka from in my recent relapse, and, well, 5 months ago relapse, and I just saw the vodka behind the counter, even the little small bottles, and it just for a split second, I haven't had one of these in a long, long time, but just for a split second, it was like, oh, you could take that, you know, because I'm not taking a disulfiram now, so I could easily take that, but it was just for a split second. Obviously, I didn't act on it, and obviously, it was kind of like, you know, I kind of laughed it off. I let it flow over me as I do, you know, using the tools, play the tape forward. But it was just really strange. It was just really strange feeling to kind of feel that, and then, you know, and then it was gone. So definitely a lot easier than it was in the past. So, but still, such a long way to go to well, you know, I'll never be fixed, as they say. I'll never be able to have a cheeky half pint of shandy or whatever. So that's really all I wanted to say today, just a short one to say, you know, thanks to everyone who's wished me well, and here's to another 5 months, here's to another 5 days, here's to the next 5 hours. All right, so if anyone's watching this and really thinking, oh god, you know, how I can't imagine getting to 5 months, you can literally do it. If I can do it, and people that have known me throughout my relapses know that I was a fucking hopeless mess, excuse my French, but I was. And I think a lot of people had kind of given up on me, including me. I was the first to give up. But I am here 5 months, and yeah, thank you. Usual, like, share, subscribe, stay safe, stay strong, stay supportive. Thank you. Bye.